And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. And of course, this hour of Halloween Spectacular Part 3 is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, and visit him online at alexandersautorepair.com. And of course, I know this music's from Goosebumps, and for our Meerkat viewers, you're seeing a little special mass friend in there.
He's stabbing me with the knife that we're going to use to cut the fair food.
That's pretty actually crazy. The knife is actually touching
it. I kind of cut myself.
If Invisible Boy was in here, we would have had some issues.
We would have. Yeah. Yes. Danny Elfman's score for Goosebumps. You're going to hear this during the end credits of Goosebumps, the new movie.
And
we're going to tell you if Greg, myself, and the Haunted Mask here are going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to Goosebumps that opened yesterday.
Absolutely.
This is a far cry from the Simpsons theme.
It still has the Danny Elfman flair. That's what I like.
He's got that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it sounds like carnival music, kind of. It's got a little bit of a scary thing to it. I love it. Immediately when I heard this score, I was like, I love it. All right, Dylan Minnette plays a teenager who meets the daughter of author R.L. Stine. The daughter's played by Odeya Rush, and R.L. Stine is played by Mr. Black, Jack Black.
Yes.
When he unintentionally unleashes the monsters from their manuscripts, the Goosebumps books, they begin to terrorize the town, and it is suddenly up to the trio and, of course, the other little kid there, the boy. We've seen him in a lot of things. He's been in Trophy Wife, right?
Yeah.
You recognize
him. The main...
Not the main guy, but the other one.
The one that looks like Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Man, those teeth on that guy, Ryan Lee.
He's got some teeth.
He's a good young actor. I think we'll see some more stuff with him.
Yeah. It's up to them to try to get them all back into the books where they belong. Yes, it is based on the Goosebumps franchise. Not just one Goosebumps book, but all of them.
It's not so much the teeth as the gums.
Yeah. Well, he's got two big teeth there right at front as well. Kind of think it's a combination. But, yes, Greg, did you ever read the Goosebumps books?
I did, yeah. And here's how I did it.
To your son or to yourself?
To myself. He's getting into it slowly now, but the thing is that it was like fourth grade. We had this book fair thing. Or not book fair. We had this book thing where, whoever read the most pages or something, you get a prize. So I would read a little bit of Goosebumps, and I would turn to the back of the page, and I was good at BSing my way up to the class and saying, what a great book, and this and that.
That's how I made it through school.
Yeah, and I led in pages, and I got my prize. But you know what? Truthfully, though, they are great books for kids, and the show that they developed, for the younger crowd, preteens and probably kids like 8 to 10, whatever it is.
I love the TV show. Wasn't it on Fox?
Yeah, on Netflix right now. You can catch it.
It's great, and that's what this actually... The Haunted Mask is from. It's kind of an antique a little bit, because that's quite a few years ago. I also have a Curly mask, Curly the skeleton, but I didn't bring him today. Just the Haunted Mask. But yeah, I was a big fan of the books when I was trying to BS my way around. I was reading Moby Dick and whatnot. Those books when other people were watching. But on the school bus,
you were reading Moby Dick while other kids were reading Goosebumps.
Yeah. Well, what. Around teachers and stuff. I wanted to make sure that they were impressed.
We all laughed with Moby Dick.
Right. But
that was the funniest thing.
Yeah. But with
white whale.
Yeah.
Goosebumps, I read on the school bus to kind of like relax on my way to school and on my way back from school and kind of detach myself from all the other kids that were just, misbehaving. I loved Goosebumps. They got me through a lot of my childhood, and I liked the movie a lot as well. Moves along at a chaotically fast pace, providing monstrous amusement for audiences of all ages. This is a family-friendly fright fest that hits the ground running. It desperately attempts to pack as many of R.L. Stine's creepy creations into a single story as possible, much to the delight of fans like myself. Jack Black, I feel, wasn't perfect in the role. I think that we needed someone a little bit more creepy, maybe a little more bizarre. But the fun fusion of humor and horror remains excessively entertaining. Greg, I'm giving it a thumbs up. How about you?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously for, you know, the younger adults now, I guess you could say, or the people that are in their 20s, early 30s, you know, they have the memories of Goosebumps. And so it was exciting to see kind of each character, each book kind of come to life in this. And then for the younger crowd, too, you know, now they get to experience it. Obviously, the books are still big. You know, the Mason School, they just had a book fair, so many Goosebump books there. And, you know, still very popular. You know, so then with the movie itself, how they brought it into the movie, I think just in general, the way everything was done, it's a type of movie that even if you haven't read Goosebumps or don't know much about it, you'll still enjoy it because there's always things going on. I mean, it, to me, it actually had a true beginning, middle kind of climax and end to it. So I think the way the story followed was pretty good. Now, I did like Jack Black in this. I thought, you know, well, in general, he did well in all his roles. Of course, he had the voice.
He's also
Slappy.
And the Invisible Boy, too.
Yeah, Invisible Boy. So it was good stuff, and I think it was a good effort. But as you talked about this, you know, Dylan Minnette, good young actor as well, but Ryan Lee steals the show because his teeth. No, he's funny. I mean, you could tell he's the type of guy that could be, you know, the comic relief in a lot of things coming up, and more than that, possibly. But some of the little references, you know, keep an eye out for the real R.L. Stine in it and a funny little thing between them. Jillian Bell, who writes her SNL, or at least used to, I believe. You know, she had an interesting little reference to that as well. So some good stuff. For some reason, Halston Sage we only saw for like a minute. Yeah. I thought we'd see more of her, you know. Yeah. But
she was good, though. And Odeya Rush.
Yeah.
She's talented.
Yeah, talented young actress. Yeah, absolutely.
We can say that. She's good.
There you go. Yeah. No, so it's good. I mean, it could help get you into the Halloween mood, but it's the type of movie that you could still watch even if it's not Halloween time.
Yeah.
And for a PG movie, I'm the type, especially, you know, and we may agree, disagree with this, but sometimes I have trouble watching the PG family comedies because it's just too tame. Mm-hmm. But this was one that, you know, I was still laughing. And so I definitely recommend checking it out, you know, getting the kids out there. You know, even for the younger ones, four or five, I think it's fine. I don't think it was too scary anything like that.
And Slappy was great. And, you know, I loved seeing all the little tiny references. You get to see the shrunken head at one point. Very, very. You have to keep your eyes open for these things. And you know, one Halloween, I went as the pumpkin head from Attack of the Jack Lanterns.
Oh, great! Yeah, and he was there.
I still have that costume. I love it. It's
absolutely
huge, huge.
And Jack Black,
I made it homemade,
really did a good impression of John Kassir as Slappy because he really sounded like the Crypt Keeper. So maybe we'll see Slappy and the Crypt Keeper go at it in the future. That'd be great.
You never know.
And potentially leaves open. We'll see what they do with the series if they want to turn it into kind of a franchise. This type of story, fantasy with it, that who knows what you could have.
I hope so. So two thumbs up for Goosebumps.
Yes,
now absolutely. Let's move on to Tales of Halloween. 10 stories are woven together by their shared theme of Halloween night in an American suburb where ghouls, imps, aliens, and axe murderers appear.
Imps?
Pimps.
Well, they appear too, they appear for only one night only to terrorize unsuspecting residents in this small American suburb. Greg, I love this movie.
Yes, you did.
This is, and you know what? I'm not going to hide it. It's a breakthrough.
Okay.
It's a breakthrough. Tales of Halloween very well may be the best horror anthology of all time. Eric, you got to check this one out. It's a collection of 10 vignettes directed by different filmmakers.
What's it called?
Tales of Halloween. It succeeds where so many other, you know, these anthologies have failed because it's thematic and systemic cohesion. Each story stands on its own as a devilishly delightful Halloween fairy tale, while also giving subtle nods to one another. There's little hints in between if you follow, if you watch closely. Darren Lynn Bousmon's The Night Billy Raised Hell is the best of the bunch. Dave Parker's Sweet Tooth, the very first one that you see, is wonderful. It's like a new fairy tale that I think that everyone should be telling people on Halloween.
Yeah.
And then the very last one, Bad Seed, directed by Neil Marshall, brings it all together wonderfully.
So okay.
There's some jack-o'-lanterns in that one. They're clear winners in a Halloween haul that is full of tricks and treats and certain to become a holiday tradition. Again, breakthrough.
Is that John Savage in there?
I think so. There are a lot of different people. Yeah. Boo Boo Stewart.
Yeah, he'll, yeah.
Boo Boo Stewart.
Boo Boo Stewart, I didn't even recognize him at first. Boo Boo Stewart.
Boo Boo. He's been on the show.
Is that a male or female?
He's very much a male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg
Who would name their kid Boo Boo?
Barry Bostwick.
Yeah, his dad. Well, check out his dad, who's also in the acting realm, and you may not want to say
name,
that
Baba?
Again. Yeah, I would watch what you say. Check out his dad, and well, you'll recognize him. But yeah,
but you saw it as well, right?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not giving a breakthrough. I you know the 5-star thing. I don't, but
oh
definitely some big thumbs up there, Eric. You'll like this one.
You're saying that his dad's gonna beat me up?
Yes. Have you seen his dad?
He looks like a biker. Yes.
Yeah. He's been in some movies too. Is that I think
get
he's a martial
to
arts
take you
guy.
Both out of here.
Yeah, seriously. Well, hey, I
dare
was
him
nice
too.
To him. Yeah.
But didn't you like Darren Lynn Boozman's?
Oh, it was
the night
fantastic.
Billy Ray Tell? Don't give any spoilers away.
Oh man,
I'm
not really that. Going to say much of it. You just got to see it. It's different. It has that Halloween feel to it, because here's the thing: is when you have the Halloween type movies now, you sometimes don't feel that Halloween feel, whether scary or not. That's why the original Halloween was great, because even though it was filmed in California, you know, it seemed, you know, taking place in the Midwest, see the leaves, and it's just like fall, that setting.
Oh, yeah.
Trick or Treat was like the one with Anna Paquin, the other anthology, and a few others, but this was definitely just outstanding. You know, if you're in the horror realm or looking to get into that Halloween spirit, this is one you got to watch. You know, it's on demand, and... So it's definitely something to recommend highly that you check out. It's the type of movie that will be a Halloween tradition for many people, I believe.
And there's two great directors in there.
There's 11 great directors. They've all, you know, but
they're actually in the movie, right?
Who are you talking?
John Landis and Joe Dante.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They
have some minor,
yeah, that are actually in the movie. Yeah, you're right. It is.
And Adrienne Barbeau. Wow, yeah. She's a blast from the past.
And here's the thing: I've been telling my friends, you know, Christine and Tiffany and all my friends who love these horror movies, to see Tales of Halloween.
Yeah,
because
they need to.
And then they say, oh well, it's not a big release. It's not a wide release.
Who cares?
You know what? It's only playing at Film Bar here theatrically. In other states, it's playing in on you know other theaters. So you're gonna have to check listings. I think it's talesofhalloween.com.
Yeah.
But here in Arizona, it's only at Film Bar. But you could check this out on video on demand. I think it's Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vimeo. You know, all these different. I think Vudu. You have to check this movie out. It doesn't matter that it is not a wide release. This is the best horror movie that I've seen this year, probably.
And the thing is, people got to remember, if something's not a wide release, it doesn't always mean much.
It just means it's an independent
movie. Some of the
movie.
Best movies, you know, could be like that. Yeah, there we go. We got some stuff going on. But yeah, keep an eye out again. You know, Keir Gilchrist, a lot would recognize him, and it's pretty quick with him. But, you know, keep an eye out, guys like that. And, so some good stuff, kind of a good cast they put together.
And now we're going to do something interesting here, because we're not going to take a break, but we're going to play the music that we would have played, because we got a pre-recorded interview that we got to play. But let's go ahead and play number 4, Eric, Tales of Halloween, Lalo Schifrin.
Schifrin. He's been around forever.
And, you know, Mission Impossible.
Yeah, he was he wrote that original from the TV series.
Yep. So,
good
stuff. And isn't this a great theme?
It is.
Then
I really
it played in the beginning, and then it also plays
in
the
end. Oh, I love.
Again.
No, I love that in the beginning. It kind of brought things back to remember in the late '80s when movies would start off with like the animation stuff.
Right.